Saturday, March 13th in Key Biscayne. Last night, we had a message that Martin Luther King Sr. wanted to speak to the president, and I told him so, and he agreed to call him or take the call from him at 7 o'clock, which he did, but didn't give me any report on it afterwards. He did call this morning to tell me that what King wanted was to tell him about the problem of his granddaughter's husband, who had been called up by his draft board, that her mother had committed suicide and everything was all stirred up, and that the grandfather wanted something done about it. This is an incredible kind of a thing for this guy to insist on talking to the president on. Garment had returned the call originally, and he refused to cover it with Lynn. But there's not much we can do about it at this point. He got back again to the Young funeral plans, and is very pleased that it's worked out to go to Kentucky rather than New York, and discuss some general scheduling. He wants to go ahead with the cabinet meeting on Tuesday, but move it to the afternoon after the service in New York, so the cabinet members can go up to the service. But he doesn't want word out that he's canceled the cabinet for it. He had a few other odds and ends, but nothing of any great importance. That's the end of March 13th.